If something has been around for 133 years, it must be doing something right. Westerner Days is continuing a tradition that began with the Red Deer Fair in 1892 of providing food, fun, music, rides, and games. Lines for the most popular rides were already building less than an hour after the gates opened on Thursday afternoon. Calgarian Billy Morey made the trip from Pine Lake Resort with her grandchildren, Rylan, 4, and Thea, 6. One of the first stops was a roller coaster, which Thea was not sure she enjoyed. It was way too fast. Her brother, though, was more enthusiastic. It was a first-time visit for Billy and her grandchildren, who had already got a taste of Alberta's summer fair lineup with a Calgary Stampede visit a few days ago. "We go to Stampede every year for Rylan's birthday." Westerner Days looked like it was going to go down well too. "It's not so busy, so I'm liking this," she said with a laugh. Red Deer dad Corey Anderson was making his first trip to Westerner Days in 2 decades. "It's the first time with the kids and I haven't been here for 20 years," said Corey, who was giving 2-year-old daughter Madeline a hand in a ball-tossing game as his wife and youngest child watched. Asked if it was taking him back to those visits long ago, he joked, "I feel old now, but yes, it's bringing back some memories." He's noticed some changes since his last visit, such as having to use cards instead of cash. His kids are most looking forward to seeing the animals in the petting zoo, he said. Over at the Family Dragon Coaster, one of 3 new rides this year, Innisfail's Darby Allen and her 2 youngsters were having a blast. "It's been going great. The weather cleared up and the kids are loving the rides," said Allen, who was making her first Westerner Days visit with her son and daughter. Nearly 3 dozen rides were available in the Midway, which is open noon every day. The original Midway layout returned this year, with the Grub Hub, featuring fair food and diverse food trucks, in the center of the fairgrounds. The much harder than they look classic carnival games are also back. Shows are always a big part of the fair. This year, the Extreme Dogs Stunt Dog Show is back with 3 shows daily at 1 p.m., 4:30 p.m. and 1 p.m. through Saturday and 1 p.m., 4:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Sunday. For those who find F-150s and Ram 1500s a little tame for their taste, Area 51 North Monster Truck Rides might be the adrenaline-boosting ride they're looking for. The trucks and steroids wheel and soar over jumps every day from 1 to 8 p.m. Nothing is more Canadian than maple syrup and lumberjacks, and the Extreme Lumberjacks put their chainsaw and axe skills on display 3 times a day throughout the fair at 2 p.m., 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. The junction in the Neralta Pavilion will feature the magic of Aaron Matthews, who will have 3 shows daily at 3:30 p.m., 6:15 p.m. and 8 p.m. A host of musical acts will keep crowds entertained with 4 shows a day starting at 4:15 p.m., 5:15 p.m., 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. The Pony Chuck Wagons and Chariot Races are also back. The North American Pony Chuck Wagon Championships run through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. and at 1 p.m. on Sunday. A big event this year will be the RCMP's musical ride, which will have 5 performances running 2 to 4 p.m. on Friday, and 1 to 3 p.m. and 5 to 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. RCMP's police dog services will show off their skills in a pre-show. There is a huge range of music available. In the Bear Gardens, musicians take the stage beginning at 3 p.m. with headliners hitting the stage at 9 p.m., including Drew Gregory on Thursday, Sass Jordan on Friday, Corb Lund on Saturday, and at 8:45 p.m. Sunday, County 23. Throughout the week, the Junction stage will come alive daily with a lineup of emerging artists from across Alberta and beyond. Musicians include Aaron Matthews, Claude Holtz, Dean Ray, Maya Kate, Luke Bruce, Cruz Vallis, Alicia Eichel, and Steve Jevney. The international award-winning Red Deer Royals all show off their unique blend of precision marching and concert music skills every afternoon. Shows can be caught at 3 p.m. Thursday, 4 p.m. Saturday, and 3 p.m. Sunday. The Kidventure Pavilion will return for its 3rd year. Located in the Parkland Pavilion, this family-friendly attraction offers new features, air conditioning, and several activities. Fairgoers should also stick around for nightly 11 p.m. fireworks.